describes this man as one who lives among the tombs. What comes to your mind when you think of tombs?
Well, to me, it's death, destruction. Our zombie movies or the Living Dead movies that we have with witchcraft, all that fun stuff. And a place where we lay the dead. Many of you, it's just a dreaded sight because it's a place that's rotting with death and decay. And this man is alone because who really wants to go out to the tombs? And the truth is, with this man, his friends actually don't want him to be alone. They've actually tried shackling him. They've actually tried taming him. But it's these demons that are actually possessing him that are breaking free of the shackles. So he can't be connected to society because the devil is ruling in this man, isolating him from the world. And it's interesting that the way Mark describes this man, this demon, is actually an unclean spirit. The only time we really see the word demon used is actually in the response by his friends. But this is unclean because something that's unclean cannot be a part of God's kingdom. It really shows that he is separated from the kingdom of God and is in the kingdom of the devil, isolated from them. Thus, it's kind of like a person with leprosy who would be separated from God's kingdom because of that disease, that no one wanted to be contaminated with it. And isolation is a part of the kingdom of the devil. I want you guys to pull out your cell phones. This device is a very interesting device where a lot of people say it connects us to each other, but in some respects it actually isolates us from each other. We forget about sometimes our families that God has blessed us with. It was told to me this week that there's some couples who go out on dates, and what they're doing is they're actually texting with other people who aren't there, and they're not actually having that fellowship with the person they're at dinner with. We've become so isolated in our lives that we've forgotten about the people who God has placed with us. And thus it can make us depressed and lonely and unconnected to this world. This is also seen, we've been doing a lot of research here at Southwest for our Vision Day next Saturday. And what we've been learning is there's a lot of people who live in a suburban neighborhood. And in the suburbs, people naturally can work in the city and then come home, but they won't know their neighbors. So they will feel isolated from the world because they really don't know anyone in their neighborhood, but they know their coworkers at work. And this isolation is where the devil really wants us, because it's what can pull us away from God so that we're no longer in the kingdom of God, but we are in the kingdom of the devil. But Christ is not of the kingdom of the devil. He is of the kingdom of God. So our text reads, "And when the demon-possessed man saw Jesus from afar, he ran down and fell before him." Why does this man run from afar? Would not the demons cower in fear? He runs because the Son of God beckons him to approach him. He runs because where Jesus is, he brings a presence with him. He runs and falls to the ground because the demons must acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. For Jesus is the one who David says, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. It's at Jesus' feet God's enemies submit to God. For Jesus is making the legion of demons his footstool as this man bows before him. They beg Jesus not to send him into divine judgment, into the pigs, because they know that he is the mighty scepter. He is the priest of the priesthood of Melchizedek, because the demons will call him Son of the Most High God. And this is the title that Melchizedek is given in the book of Genesis when Abraham meets him. For Jesus is the one who has victory over the devil's kingdom of isolation. And as the Son of the Most High God, he doesn't want to see this man struggling anymore. So he honors the demon's request and sends those demons into the pigs, and they run into the sea. He sends them into the pigs because they are an unclean animal, so that this man will not have to live in isolation anymore afar, and so that he can be a part of the kingdom of God. For God's kingdom has come, connecting him to Christ. And it is at Christ's kingdom which he brought, ultimately defeated your isolation on the cross. Because on the cross, he isolated himself as he hung there saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Where he was totally abandoned by God. And Jesus died for you. And there he was laid into the tomb. He went into the kingdom of the devil, knowing that he would rise again from the dead, showing that the devil had no more power over him and over you and over your isolation. He is the one who won the victory, who bound Satan to the cross, so that he is the one who connects you to his kingdom and brought you into his reign that will reign forever. And nothing can destroy Christ's reign in your life, because it is him who has made you new at the cross as he rules in the midst of your enemies. But it's his enemies that will try to take you away. But Christ has made you a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. Christ's kingdom is different than the devil's kingdom. Our text reads, the demon-possessed man, the one who had had the legion sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. Wow, that is such a new transformation. Before, in the kingdom of the devil, this man was an outcast. He was alone, desolate. He was possessed. But now this man is connected to Christ. He is life. He has life. He's been made new. And he sits with Jesus, listening to him and hearing his voice as his shepherd. He is a new man, a new life. For to the world he was an outcast, but now he is with Jesus. And it was Christ's compassion that casted these demons out of the man, because now he is a part of God's kingdom. Christ is the one who made him new by casting out the demons. And God's compassion found you. He brought you out of the kingdom of the devil, out of the isolation. And he brought you into the church. For in the church, you are given a new family where you gather here at Southwest around God's word and his sacrament. For it's in the sacrament that you are strengthened, that you know your sins are forgiven, and you know that you are a child of God and your identity is in Christ. And there's nothing that the devil can do that can snatch you away from his kingdom. You are a child of God that sits in connection with Jesus. In God's kingdom, you find rest. You find fellowship with one another. And you find life. In the kingdom of isolation, there was no rest. There was no peace because you're scared. But now, only death and destruction. But in God's kingdom, it's just his peace that he gives you each and every day in his church. And in his peace, you comfort each other when you pray for one another. When you call a friend to see how they're doing. Because this is how you share Christ's love in the kingdom of God. Because Jesus will tell this man that once was demon-possessed to go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. For Jesus wants his name proclaimed into the land of the Gentiles. He knows that this demon-possessed man may not be accepted into his home because it's been a while since he's been back. But Jesus still says, go and proclaim. And the man does. And he goes into the Decapolis and shares what has happened, and the crowds marveled at him. For in Christ, he is connected to a community and his family, and to go and testify what Christ has done for him. Our Decapolis in the 21st century is social media. It's changed. The world's changed since then. Yes, we still are relational creatures where we still long to have a friend that can sit with us, that we can talk to. But we also have this Decapolis of social media where we can comfort each other through it. Social media becomes the war zone that Christians can fight because we understand we're not alone. We have each other. We can send prayer requests to one another. We can actually confess our sins to each other through social media. We can even befriend that person that sends us a friend request that we don't know to invite them into our community so that they know that they are loved and cherished by the church. And it's through Christ's love that's shared through you that the kingdom of the devil is defeated, because it's through the church that God's kingdom is continually being brought to this earth. And therefore we fight not alone, but with each other. So thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It came to that demon-possessed man who became a new man as Jesus casted out the demons. The kingdom of God saved him from his isolation and connected him to Christ. And so it is with you. You are freed from your isolation. Christ went into the tombs of death and rose from the dead, giving you victory over isolation. You are now connected with him and have eternal life. Rejoice and be glad. Shout for joy for the work of Christ's resurrection. Christ is risen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.